When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Have you heard how sarcopenia and how it affects the body and the health? If you are over or near 50, listen up. Doctors have found that after 50, more protein is needed to prevent age-related loss of muscle mass and strength in the body. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Protein is the key that promotes muscle maintenance and immune health. Muscle strength becomes increasingly important as one ages to maintain independence at home, enjoying family time, and doing everyday chores. Obtain healthy whole food protein by eating fish, eggs, milk, Greek yogurt, beans, and nuts. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Elections Office entering final stage of ballot processing. Paso Robles School District offering refunds or placements for yearbook. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Elections Office has entered the final stage of processing ballots for the June 2nd, 2026 primary. The latest update was released Friday, June 19th, and included about a total of almost 99,000 ballots. About 1,800 ballots still remain to be counted. Those that remain are those needing to be researched due to damage, stray marks, stains, a signature cure, or provisional ballots. Voters have until 5 p.m. by June 24th to cure their signature if they were contacted by the elections office. As of June 19th, James D'Antona and Jimmy Paulding are likely to be the winners of the District 4 and District 2 supervisor race. D'Antona leads the District 2 race by over 1,200 votes. Jimmy Paulding leads by nearly 1,500 votes. The clerk recorder's office still has until July 2nd to certify the results, however. All ballot processing activities throughout the canvas are open to the public, and the clerk recorder's office encourages community members to watch and ask questions. Elena Cano said, quote, "Unfortunately, only a handful of people have taken advantage of that right. It's unfortunate, especially in this time of rampant misinformation on social media and beyond." Paso Robles School District offering refunds or replacements for yearbook. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has made several options available for community members who purchased a yearbook. The district is offering a full refund, an exchange for a revised yearbook, or a replacement page insert or a complimentary Bearcat sticker. The page insert will cover the pages 60 and 61, where the profane language is located, and the Bearcat stickers are designed to simply cover the content on the pages. The profane language comes from two pictures in the yearbook containing signs from a student-led protest against Immigration Customs Enforcement. The district also says, quote, "While we understand that members of our school community may have questions regarding the circumstances surrounding this issue, state and federal privacy laws prohibit the district from discussing personnel matters or matters involving individual students." The City of Atascadero's 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night will be returning Friday, August 21st, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year, a new route will be in place up and down El Camino Real and Atascadero. The cruise night starts off on Friday, August 21st, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and will continue August 22nd with the Mid-State Cruisers Car Show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. Registration for cruising vehicles is now open, and this year will feature a cap of 200 vehicle passes. Mail-in pre-registration will be accepted through August 1st. Walk-in pre-registration will be accepted through Friday, August 21st at 4 p.m. sharp. Registration offices are at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6. The agenda only contains several consent calendar items and one management report. On the consent calendar is an item to purchase the parking space at 5655 Capistrano Avenue or Stadium Park. In the management reports is a proposed update for sidewalk vendor regulations in the city. Sidewalk vendors are defined as any vehicle, wagon, or push cart that is self-propelled or can be pushed or pulled, which displays food. The city's regulations for sidewalk vendors must comply with state law set in Bill 635, effective January 1st. SB 635 adds significant vendor privacy and data protection requirements for sidewalk vendors. It prohibits the city from collecting criminal history, background information, immigration status, or requiring fingerprints for sidewalk vending permits or business applications. The city is also prohibited from sharing identifiable information with federal law enforcement or immigration enforcement agencies. Staff is asking the council for directions on regulating sidewalk vending to the city to become fully compliant with SB 635. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Orioles beat the Dodgers 12-1, the Angels over the Athletics 9-7, the Rangers beat the Padres 4-3, the Marlins over the Giants 2-1, Reds beat the Yankees 4-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Orioles, the Dodgers will face the Twins, the Yankees will go against the Tigers. In California news, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Public School District has resigned after 4 months of paid leave. He was placed on leave following an investigation from federal officials on February 25th, where his home was searched by the FBI. On Monday, the district acknowledged they received his letter of resignation. Law enforcement officials at Northeast School District were able to provide any further details of the investigation. At the time of the search, the superintendent denied any wrongdoing. California State Workers Union is challenging a new mandate requiring them to return to the office 4 days a week starting July 1st. Since COVID, office workers have been able to work remotely. Gavin Newsom acknowledged the challenges of returning to office work, particularly with the amount of space needed, but emphasized the benefits of in-person work. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Premium crops, everything outside of standard yellow corn and soybeans, continue to offer farmers value added in today's market. These include white corn, non-GMO, identity preserved, hybrid specific, and organic varieties. They're called premium because growers can command higher prices than the commodity versions. Some of these crops require more management, but not all. Kelsey Graber is with Clarkson Grain in Cerro Gordo, Illinois, and she says white food grade corn, for example, isn't necessarily harder to grow. It simply fills a specialty market willing to pay more for it.
Definitely. Yeah, that's one of the lower hanging fruit and easiest to enter. Reaching out to them, there are limits to how much they'll buy, but that's a great way to enter. And I know that they work with the Andersons in Mansfield, Illinois. But then we also work with organics into them as well. So that's something to consider as well.
Graber talks about some of the markets available for premium crops.
Most of our soybeans are being cleaned and sent to Japan, Southeast Asia for tofu, soy sauce, soy milk. So protein levels are very specific. Hilum color is very specific. In our corn, it's a little less labor intensive as far as segregation.
Graber says those premiums can make a real difference in row crop producers' income, but they often come with added management. In addition to segregation, premium crops often require more documentation.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Rising farm labor costs in recent years, combined with depressed crop prices, have pushed California farmers to seek labor-saving technology in an effort to remain financially viable, according to farmers and industry leaders. During the past decade, multiple state laws increased farm labor costs. Since 2016, the state's minimum wage increased 40%, rising faster than inflation and farm revenue. Meanwhile, California phased in agricultural overtime law, entitling farm workers to overtime benefits when they work more than 8 hours a day or 40 hours a week. Josh Puckett, vice president of operations at Sierra Gold Nurseries in Yuba City, said the rising costs threatened the tree nursery's profitability. To adapt, the company invested in new technologies to reduce manual labor and make its operation more efficient. This month, where a potting line of 12 people once worked, a robot transplanted root stock into pots of soil. In place of utility vehicles, autonomous shuttles ferried plants around the 65-acre facility. "We've implemented a lot more automation," Puckett said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries at 777 El Pomar Drive. The incident was first reported at about 6:44 this morning. CHP has a unit at the scene, and the vehicle is about 8 feet off the roadway. Again, there's a traffic collision with no injuries at 777 El Pomar Drive, where CHP has a unit at the scene, and the vehicle is off the roadway. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s, west winds at about 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies all this week through the weekend and into Monday next week. Mid-80s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, mid-80s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher and turned mixed as traders monitor developments in talks to resolve the Iran conflict. Crude oil prices remain under $80 a barrel. Markets have been shrugging off the news that UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has resigned, suggesting it was widely expected. Chevron has a 20-year agreement to sell electricity to Microsoft for an artificial intelligence data center in West Texas. Chevron will supply natural gas for a power plant in the complex. Microsoft shares opened lower, Chevron up 0.5%. And two suppliers of building materials will combine. Dublin-based CRH is buying Arcosa. Economist Alan Greenspan has died. He served 5 terms as chair of the Federal Reserve. He was 100. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Don't you Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice. In too early.
Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet KPRL.
All right, now it's my turn. All right, coming up this afternoon, it is an interesting and the second annual Moonlight Sonata coming up this Saturday here in the North County. And I will have on the president of Hope Within, that's Inner Awareness Now, and that is Lori Nanette Strain. So you'll find out all about that and what they're doing and benefiting Hope with Ian. It's I-I-A-N. Coming up on the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna will be here as well. Let's see here. Did I get a new conversation? Nope. National Onion Day is still, Onion Ring Day is still up there. Okay. Chris, I got a question for you on the Atascadero and this and the vendor.
Yes.
What was the... Are they coming up with new rules and regulations, or just solidifying what the state says?
Following what the state says.
And one of it had to do is that they couldn't ask for citizen status or criminal background.
Yes, when admitting a permit for a, what are they called again? sidewalk vendor.
So a permit is different than a business license. Well, I wonder, do they have to get a business license to then do this? Because a lot of those vendors, they're mobile. And I'm just wondering, if you're not a legal citizen, how do you get a business license?
Well, I'm looking on the agenda right now, and part of the requirements is requiring sidewalk vendors to possess a valid California Department of Tax and Fee Administration seller's permit and city business license.
Okay, so I can be, but I can be illegal and get one, but the city can't ask. Is that what it's saying?
Well, I think
they can't ask the vendor.
I'm really not certain which they can't ask about for which permit or license.
Hmm. Okay, folks. Well, there you have it, so to speak. Which, by the way, there is a city down south that is asking, maybe asking its citizens if the Los Angeles, that is, they are moving closer to allowing non-citizens voting. And this is an initiative, part of the far-left agenda in the fine-run cities by the Democrats. And even some people on the left are saying, well, wait a minute here. We have to be, shouldn't we be a little bit careful that about this? I don't think so, because you are seeing more and more cities across the country. They are being run by people who are elected by American citizens, supposedly, that are what is the term, democratic socialist policies. Obviously, we have New York, you have Seattle, you have D.C., and you also have Richmond, California. And this is a trend, and there is concern, at least on one side of the aisle, not the left-hand side, the right side of the aisle, of this taking place in more and more cities around the country. Again, this is not just the Democratic Party. This is the Democratic Socialist Party taking over cities. Now, most of these cities have fairly large populations, such as Seattle, D.C., and New York. I don't know what the makeup is or how big Richmond is, but it is California, so take that for what it means or what it's worth. But this should be concerned because, as we've said for many, many times and over the years, you know, you get the foot in the door, and then you have a generation of people who get used to this. You know, they get used to the free things. And some would say they're being indoctrinated in our school systems. And remember, some of the many of the school systems in these type of cities, they're not doing well. So you're producing a, I'll just put it in simplistic terms, a dumber class of people. And a dumber class of people, they have less chance in life. So what happens? You can manipulate them. And those are the words that should be used, is to manipulate or just downright lie to them. But the question always remains, how long can the cash cow continue? You know, socialism, some will say, makes everybody equally poor. And there doesn't seem to be much incentive to stop, well, I shouldn't say completely, but the incentive to stop this is not at the level where sometimes it's too late to do so. So again, those are just a couple of things you might want to consider. Also, here's something to consider too. And I came across this in Karen's CalCoast News. There was an opinion piece by a lady, Tricia Murray, and it had to do with a name that is familiar here in the county and for years, and it is Tom Foulkes. And it has to do with, do words matter or words matter? And according to this, they shape attitudes, influence behavior, and often set the tone for how we treat one another as members of the same community. Now, the so-called words carry meaning. And Tom Foulkes used the word eradicate. Eradicate magna. We want to eradicate magna from every corner of our democracy. Well, to eradicate means to eliminate completely. And it is a language, again, according to this, more commonly associated with disease, pest, or enemies than with fellow Americans who simply hold different political views. So, when we see words now, do they have the same meanings as we think? Or is it, do we assign the meaning depending on what our belief is? And are they used, those words used deliberately for, you know, a little bit of fanfare? Now, there are a lot of words, I think, that have become overused in society. Maybe you folks have some that you think as well. One of them is discrimination. I think that's been overused. I think great has been overused. I think hero has been overused. And there's probably a whole bunch more that when I hear them, they would go, oh, wait a minute. And so forth and so on. So anyway, that's what's happening here. Vendors, no background allowed. So now you have a sex offender at the park selling ice cream. Really? Well, that is a question that you might want to bring up in front of your council. However, remember, they don't have any power because it's state law. It's state law. So their hands are tied behind their back. Although, it would be interesting to bring up the question and hear what their answer is. You know, if they say that, well, it's a state law and they leave it at that, well, maybe do a follow-up question. Well, can we do anything about it? Well, it's at the state level. Well, no, what I asked is, can we do anything about it? You know, I've often mentioned over the years this California League of Cities, where the so-called mayors or representative, whoever it may be, they go to Sacramento. And the power of them over Sacramento, I think, is not utilized because there's more of them. But they go up there. They have their little jaunt in their trip and their hotel stay and so forth, paid for by the taxpayers. And basically what they're given is to do is go up there, kneel in front of the people in Sacramento and say, yes, we will do this because we want more bike paths. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. You know, you're touching on some interesting stuff here in this segment, and you're talking about education. And there's a prime example, you know, socialism, and where people are going to want to be taken care of. They don't think for themselves. And there's a prime example going on down in Texas. And not too many people want to talk about it because it's a little bit uncomfortable. But it's that situation with that Austin, I think it's Austin Metcalf and Carmelo Anthony, the murder that took place down there.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I looked at, it's all the stuff that I saw leading up to this this verdict. Everybody, all the experts said, the defense is bad. This guy's going to prison. And in the black community, you are getting people that are saying, oh, it's racism, it's this, it's that. And what's happening is there's a lack of basic understanding of the judicial system and the lack of for people to think critically. If somebody, and I don't care if the kid got pushed, if you come back and you plunge a knife into somebody's heart, you're going to serve time in prison. It's murder. It's not proportional. And people can't figure this out, but they also can't figure out what's going on in the court system. They didn't have a defense. They didn't call this Carmelo Anthony to defend himself on the stand because basically there was no defense. And when you don't think critically, when you're not educated properly, this is what happens. And this is going on, and I feel, I guess, because I'm black, I could probably comment on this. This is what's going on in the black community. This is what goes on if you're not educated. And I think this is going to spread, Kevin. This is what's going to happen in our society when we don't educate people. They think they can't think critically. And there's one thing about this case that a lot of people, I don't know if they know. They didn't. You know, people are talking about how there are no blacks on the jury. I guess there were three or four blacks that were could have been on the jury, but they said, I guess they stated that they could not, and I don't know exactly how they said it, but they basically couldn't give an unbiased jury verdict. They felt that because the defendant was black, that they were going to sway one way or the other for this guy. So we couldn't even put blacks on the jury because they couldn't be unbiased. This is a big problem.
Well, let me ask you, couldn't you turn that around, or wouldn't that be turned around if it was different sides and different colors that, well, then they're prejudiced?
Right.
Then they're discriminating against this white kid.
Right. And that's one of the problems that's coming out of this, is that you got one side saying, hey, this is racist, but hold on. You can't get somebody on the other side, if you want to say sides, that can say, give an unbiased, get in there and say, hey, you know, I'm going to look at the evidence, and this is thinking critically. I'm going to look at the evidence, see where this leads. If our whole society breaks down if we can't get people to do this. And where does it start? It starts in the education system, getting people to think critically. And it gets, and people don't want to talk about this, too. It also begins with meritocracy, where we don't balance the scales one way or the other based on skin color or other things. We go on meritocracy, and we go on the facts of things. And we're eliminating this. We're eliminating this in our society. And now we're starting to see where it can really impact us in some serious ways, where you can't even have a cut and dried case, if you ask me. Where people are going, wait, no, we can't see where this is a murder situation. This is where a guy should be convicted, should spend time in jail, and it gets to the point where the system is racist and all this. And if we don't do anything about this, or if we don't address this or talk about it, this is going to be a big problem. And I guarantee you, it's not just going to be in the black community. It's going to be a lot of people.
Well, here's a question I've asked for years. Why are there certain groups who seem to have the same problems, regarding education, employment, crime rate, incarceration, and so forth? Why are the so-called leaders in this community, instead of blaming everybody else, turn around and tell these people to look in the mirror?
In my humble opinion, it's power and influence. If we talk about it with the homeless. As soon as the homeless part, as soon as it's cured, people are out of jobs. They're not making money. And I think it's the same way with a lot of these groups. Well, you know what? If we solve the problem, if things get better, what position do I have? Well, what kind of authority do I have? What kind of, for lack of a better term, grift or graft do I have? And I think that's a part of the big people. There are people out there that don't want to solve things. They want problems because they benefit from problems. They want conflict because they benefit from conflict.
Well, then that ties in with the education, because many people can't see through this.
Yes. Yes. And this is where, and if you get an education system, again, that is not unbiased, then this is what you're turning out. If you get an education system that leans one way, and this is the big crime with education, is why you should keep your political views, your feelings out of it as an educator, because you have to let these kids develop their own. But if you tip the scales, you one of the things that never comes back to education, if you're a teacher, is accountability. If whatever a kid does in the subsequent years, 10, 20 years down the road, and you facilitated that in some manner, nobody ever comes back to you. And it's like, oh, well, I just felt like I was doing the best thing, and the kid's life is tattered and torn and everything, but it never comes back to you. And I think that some people, they probably understand that and play on it. They go, hey, what is somebody going to do? But they are, or they don't understand it, which you're doing a disservice to that person. You should allow the person to develop their own sets of beliefs, allow them to grow individually within their family and things like that. And the only thing you are supposed to do as an educator is provide information. If we really broke it down, you provide information and you give the facts, and then you allow those students to take those facts and develop their belief system. That's my humble opinion.
Okay.
And
okay, so you know, you mentioned, you know, one of the reasons is the power in some of these groups and communities that, you know, again, it empowers them. They're out of a job, they're out of power if they would do the right thing. So what about education? Why has the education system turned to the point where we're producing what we are instead of wanting to achieve the best? Why are they deliberately doing this? They don't have any power, these kids, once they leave the school. So they're in there and they're doing all, yeah, I mean, we see all the stories around the country, not just here in California, what's going on in our schools. Why do they want that?
I think that, I think people get into education because, in large part, a lot of people get into education because of their experience. They had teachers that were influential, that inspired them. And I think that's what people try to do when they get into education. But either they, again, you know, this is where the murky part is, knowingly or unknowingly trying to influence students, they go overboard. And they think that influencing a student is, boy, you know, the way I think and the way I look at things is the way they should look at things. That's how they think they should influence kids, as opposed to, no, you influence kids by allowing them to grow at their pace and develop what their belief system is. I think any time that you're telling anybody what to think, nobody likes being told what to do, and most people don't like being told what to think. And I believe if you're telling a student, or anybody for that matter, what to think, you don't respect them. And I think that's what goes on. And a lot of these people think they're respecting the kids and the students, but they're not. If you're trying to tell a student what they should think, you do not respect that.
Well,
that student,
then in its own way, then they're power seekers too, because they know that they're warping. So, and again, I'll, you know, go directly to the question about teachers. Why are well over, you know, 70-75% of the people that get into education liberals?
I don't know if that save the world mentality. I think that they feel like they're going to, again, have that influence and save kids, when a lot of the kids just don't need saving. They just need a little point in here. This is how you do things. This is how you develop skills. They don't need saving. I think we're creating a situation where, because a lot of these kids are just ill-equipped, and they go out they come out of the school with a certain view, that the way the system's set up, especially here in California, with a certain view on things, and they might need that now. But if you just left it alone and said, hey, you know, our job is, our primary job and maybe only job is to educate, to get information. It's not necessarily to feed. It's not necessarily to be the parents. It's not necessarily to coddle and able. If you just said, hey, we're here to give information, and the rest of society, i.e. parents, churches, other organizations, they're the ones that need to step up. But we haven't done that. What we've allowed education to do is become all those things to these students, and that to me is a very dangerous situation. I would not want my kid in that situation. The only person that needs to raise my kid is me, mm-hmm. not some system.
All right, sir, we're up against the clock, but appreciate the the phone call.
Yeah, take care.
You too. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. City of Atascadero's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6. The agenda only contains several consent calendar items and one management report. A management report for tomorrow is an update to sidewalk vendor regulations to be in compliance with state law SB 635. It adds significant vendor privacy and data protection requirements. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has made several options available for community members who purchased a yearbook. The district is offering a full refund in exchange for a revised yearbook, a replacement page insert, or a complimentary Bearcat sticker. The district also says state and federal privacy laws prohibit them from discussing the circumstances surrounding the issue. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Every decision I've taken has been about putting the country I love first.
And Keir Starmer says he'll resign as British Prime Minister, facing opposition from the public and members of his own Labour Party. He says, I will give my successor my full and unequivocal support, knowing that they will inherit a Britain that is far stronger and fairer than the one I inherited 2 years ago. Five-term Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan died. He was 100.
Greenspan was a native New Yorker. He received his doctorate from Columbia University, was an advisor to Richard Nixon's 1968 campaign, then was chair of the Council of Economic Advisers under President Gerald Ford. President Ronald Reagan appointed him to the Federal Reserve in 1987.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Vice President Vance says there was some expected whining from the Iranians, but a lot of progress was made during a first round of direct peace talks in Switzerland. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine later on. Highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. And we'll do low to mid-80s on your Tuesday. Going to be pretty consistent the next week. And then mid-80s on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:48 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 57. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online. HutchHeatingAndAir.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
At 7 minutes away from 8, Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks community. All right, San Miguel Senior Center. Well, they've got Meals at Connect Monday and Wednesday, 11:30 to 12:20, seniors 60+. Get a free hot lunch, little B-I-N-G-O, the second and fourth Friday. On the second Friday, it's finger foods, and then potluck on Friday. Doors open at 5:30. The bingo starts promptly at 6, $1 a board, and that all takes place at 601 12th Street. Don't forget, chair exercise Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4:30 till 5. Also, discover the 7X Ranch. It's an 80-acre oak-wooded, it's west of Paso Robles, dedicated to the education, recreation, camping, and welfare of the local youth. And they welcome visitors from across the county, including families, local schools, community groups, and youth organizations. And they have a lot of activities out there. Explore the creek, nature trail, horseback riding, horseshoes, and there's an area for archery and volleyball and so forth, volunteer opportunities. And they're always looking for a little help. So check out 7xranch.org. That's 7xranch.org. 7xranch.org. Okay, I messed that up. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Moving right along here in the right choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
5.5 minutes away from 7, birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, Hope all you dads did well yesterday. Let's see here. We have to start off. Gavin Majak, Mary Lou Stemper, says George Washington, Darlene Lloyd, Martha Hull, Cliff Wilson, Franz Wagner, Susan Robinson, Matthew Willis. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, here we go. The meal ticket, Carl Hubble. He's in the Hall of Fame, 1903-1988. Billy Wilder, the director, good, you know, Sunset Boulevard and A Witness for the Prosecution. That's just a great movie. 1906-2002. Mike Dodd, the producer of Oklahoma and others, married to Tramp, Elizabeth Taylor. 1909-1958. Bill Blass, the designer, 1922-2002. Country singer and disc jockey, Roy Drusky. Three Hearts in a Tangle, that song stinks. 1930-2004. Everybody Misses Her, Dianne Feinstein, 1933-2023. Chris Christopherson, boy, that guy, he could write some songs, couldn't he? 1936-2024. Ed Bradley, 60 Minutes, 1941-2006. Onward we go. Peter Asher, Peter and Gordon, 1944. Left-handed quarterback, he was built like a linebacker, also pitched a little bit in the minor leagues. Bobby Douglas for the Bears, 1947 from the Turtles. Howard Kalin, 1947. We can stop it right here. Pistol Pete Maravich, 1948-1988. Hello, it's me, Todd Rundgren, 1948. Alan Osman of the Teeth family, 1949-2026. Very good actress, Meryl Streep, 1949. County Clerk Recorder. Oh, no, the Bionic Woman. I was thinking of Wonder Woman. Lindsay Wagner, 1949. Beautiful lady and American native. Elizabeth Warren, 1949. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, 1953. Chico and the Man's, Freddie Prinze, 1954. He gone in 1977. Let's see, who else is on the list? Jimmy, I'm looking at, Basketball Hall of Famer. Boy, he was smooth. How did that University of Houston team lose to North Carolina State? You got to be kidding me. Clyde the Glide Drexler, 1962. That's just, Darrell Armstrong, he was a pretty good hoopster, 1968. Also, from Bear Lake and Natives, Steve Page, he was born in 1970. Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer, 1971. Champ Bailey, good DB. He was born in 1978. Ian Kinsler, not a bad little infielder, 1982. Dustin Johnson, golf champ, 1984. And that is it. All right, passing away on this day, one of the funniest guys ever, George Carlin, 2008. Ann Landers passed away in 2002. The great Fred Astaire. It says he's the greatest popular music dancer of all. Maybe as an individual, but the Nicholas Brothers were the best ever. Fred died in 1987. Judy Garland, speaking of dancing and stuff like that, Wizard of Oz, 1969. Dodie Goodman, 2008. Pat Nixon in 1993. And that is it. Going to the top of the list today, coach of LSU, not his coach, because his dad was his coach at LSU, Dale Brown, and went and looked back on Pete Maravich's career. Because, one, freshmen weren't allowed to play. There wasn't a point clock, and there wasn't a three-point rule. P. Maravich would have averaged 57 points a game in college. That's pretty good.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The county elections office has entered the final stage of processing ballots for the June 2nd primary. About 1,800 ballots remain to be counted, which need to be cured due to damage, stain marks, signature errors, or are provisional ballots. Voters have until June 24th to cure their signature if they were contacted. City of Atascadero's 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night will be returning Friday, August 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year, a new route will be in place up and down El Camino Real. Registration for the vehicles is open. Mail-in accepted through August 1st and walk-ins through August 21st. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Magic Johnson has admitted to taking Showtime name from Maravich as well as studying all his moves. You have to go back and look at this guy on YouTube to really appreciate how good he was. In the NBA, he averaged 24 points. Not too bad. Ended up a world champion with the Celtics. And he's just Pistol Pete, my favorite. Next to Connie Hawkins. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.